Hey, is Carlos in?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Carlos, Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Sorry, Steve. Steve mentioned that you had some questions. I just want to answer any questions you might have.
Yeah, I was going through the paperwork they sent over. Now they want me to give them my bank account numbers and my user password and everything else.
Yeah, so if you don't feel comfortable with that, we can definitely do a different type of way of verifying your bank account. That's for security purposes. That's for because we've had some fraudulent bank statements made. So we like to verify, and it's a third party that actually only verifies the bank account. So, but if you don't feel comfortable writing your passwords and information on a piece of paper, I understand. I can get a link sent to you, and you can just complete the link and just log in that way. And someone is actually able to view it.
All right.
If you feel more comfortable that way.
I like that.
Yeah. Totally understand. Okay. I'd be the same way. But everything else, if you could just sign an initial. And then and anytime it says print, we actually need your name printed there. And then sign where it asks for your signature. And look for the pages in the corner. I don't know if your contract has them, but spots for the initial.
Yeah. I download all this stuff and print it out.
Yeah. Because we're gonna need your actual signature on those.
All right. And then what I do with them when I get done?
Just fax them back or scan them and email them back. Right. Whatever's easier for you.
All right. Okay.
Anytime you have to write your account number or routing number on there, you're gonna actually need to physically write that on those pages when they ask for it.
All right.
You don't have to put the passwords and stuff, but. And I'll get you that link.
Okay, you already got my canceled check with all that information.
Correct, but we just don't write it on there. We need you to actually physically write it on there so you understand. That's why, that's the point of that. We just want people to know that we're taking it out of this account with this routing number.
Okay, also, if I wanted to say make 2 months payments in advance, how would that work?
So with that, if you want to do that, I would just leave the money in your account and let it come out daily. Because what you want to show right now, Carlos, is that you're able to make these payments. So, I mean, there's no point in you paying it early. Just let it sit in your bank account and let it come out daily. So that way when we do another check and you try or look at your file and you try to get more money, we see that he doesn't have a single problem with paying his bills. Right, okay. So it just comes out consistently. There's no issues. So then the next time we try to get you a loan, we look at all this, we get you more money, and then we try to get you on a weekly program because we understand daily's not an issue for you.
Yeah.
You know, so all that's done for a reason. So for you to pay off early just doesn't make sense.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Cool.
Sounds good. All right. All right. Thanks, sir.
No problem. Let me know if you have any other questions, Carlos.
Okay, will do. Thank you, Jeremiah.
All right. You're welcome.
Jeremiah.
No problem. Bye.